you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Before I start the psalm, I want to recognize some visitors that we have in our church this morning. We have a family from, as far as I know, from Michigan. They have come here, a servant of God and his family. I want to welcome you to our church. And also, anybody else who have come newly to our church, I want to welcome you and please make yourself feel part of our fellowship this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Today is Easter Sunday, April the 16th of 2006. And we also call this as a Resurrection Sunday. It signifies the triumph of Jesus Christ over the death. And through the resurrection of Jesus, the first prophecy of the Bible that is recorded in Genesis 3:15 has been fulfilled. It says, "The seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent." Praise the Lord. But let me tell you, this is just the beginning. But we all know the end of the story. You have to read Revelation for that. We are on the winning side. God is ultimately going to be winning this battle. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But when we are living in this earth, God wants us to be overcomers. In the first part of our praise and worship this morning, we all were repeating one particular sentence, and I felt that the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us this morning, that we need to be overcomers. Praise the Lord. Just like Jesus Christ was an overcomer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our reward is going to be based on that. If you see Revelation chapter 2 and 3, when the Spirit of the Lord speaks to the seven churches, for each of the seven churches, there is one message that is consistent for every church. And what is that message? To him who overcomes, I will give this and I will give that. A reward in heaven. Praise the Lord. Jesus wants us to be overcomers. This morning, let us understand that God wants us to be an overcomer. And on the basis of that theme, I want to present you this Psalms that we read this morning. When you turn to the 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 14, it says, there is a part that says, "Thanks be to God who always leads us in his triumph in Christ Jesus." Thanks be to God who always leads us in his triumph in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. This psalm speaks about five images of victory. I will quickly go through it. I am very much aware of the lack of time, but I want to lead you through this psalm and give you five images of victorious Christian living. Praise the Lord. And I want that we should hear this word and we should implement that in our own lives. Praise the Lord. This psalm starts with an introduction of a thanksgiving. Verses 1 to 4. It starts with, "Give thanks to the Lord." It is a thankfulness to God for his goodness and for his mercy, which endures forever. And then the psalmist, we do not know the name, who wrote the psalm, but he is exhorting three different sets of people. It says, number one, let Israel now say. Number two, it says, let the house of Aaron now say. And the third thing, it says, let those who fear the Lord now say. Hallelujah. On a spiritual aspect, if we compare to our life, when he says, let Israel now say, he is speaking about us as the corporate body of believers. The spiritual Israel. We should give thanks to the Lord. Next he says, let the house of Aaron now say. It is every priestly family that is represented in the presence of the Lord. And finally he says, let everyone who fear the Lord now say. Each one of us need to give thanks to the Lord, because he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord. As I said before, I am going to lead you through five images of victory. Five different images. Verse number 5 to 9 is an image of protection. The Lord is my refuge. We see verse number 5. The psalmist was having a defeat in his life. He was seeing a defeat. He says, I was in distress. I was in a tight place. I was defeated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But then when we come to verse number 6, and when we see that he called upon the Lord, in verse number 5 he says, I called upon the Lord, and when he did, hallelujah. The key to the victory of that portion is the Lord is on my side. Verse number 6. Yehova ente pakshathullavana nammal jeikkunnathu. Praise the Lord. The Lord is on my side, so I will not be defeated. Praise the Lord. There is a lesson that we can learn from the first image. It is verses 8 and 9, which is the central verse of the Bible. It says, manushyanil aasrayikkunnathekkal prabhukanmaril aasrayikkunnathekkal Yehovayil aasrayikkunna nallathu. Praise the Lord. Nammude jeevithathil endakke buddhimuttum prayasangalum varumbol manushyante aduthodu oodi pogathe devathil aasrayikka, devam namakku oru vijayam tharum. Praise the Lord. God will give us an image, and that is the image of protection that we see. Verses 5 to 9. The next image we see is from verses 10 to 14. It is the image of deliverance. It says, the Lord has become my salvation. In verse number 10 and 12, the psalmist says, I was surrounded by enemies. I was surrounded totally. Then what he did? He invoked the name of the Lord. In verse number 10 and 11, it says, the name of the Lord, devathinte naamathil, and what happened in verse number 30, we see the key to the victory. The Lord helped me. Praise the Lord. Nammude jeevithathil varuna vijayangal nammal manasilakkathillengil nammal devathine sudhi kodukkathillengil, I want to tell you one thing, the Lord is the one who helped you through battling all these problems. Palaye jeevithathil nammude anubhavangalil devam nammale sahayichillayirunnengil nammal ingane oru avasthayil orikkalum nammale kaanathillayirunnu. Praise the Lord. We need to understand the Lord has helped me, and that is how I was delivered from my troubles. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Engena vijayam kittiyathu? In verse number 12 we see enemies. What happened to those enemies? We see they were quenched like a fire of thorns. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the quenching like a fire of thorns means it was there was a combustion. There was totally, everything is gone. There is nothing left. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is how the Lord gives us victory. What happened? What is the lesson we can learn from here? It says, the Lord is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. Praise the Lord. This passage, this verse is actually taken from Exodus chapter 15 and verse number 2, when the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea. Israel makkal paadiya paattinte oru bhagama ee sangeerthanathil therunnathu. The Lord is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. Yehova inde reshe aayirikkum ippo. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the second image that we see, the image of deliverance. The next passage, if you look in the Bible, from 15 to 18, it is the image of power. Shaktiyude oru drishyam nammal kaanunnundu. It says, the right hand of the Lord does valiantly. Sangeerthanakaran jeevathil, he was in a place that he was disciplined. In verse number 18, he says that I was disciplined very severely. But because of the discipline, he did not just keep quiet. He says, verse number 15, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. Hallelujah. In the tents of the righteous, there is a voice of rejoicing. There is a voice of great joy. Neethivan maade koodarathil santosha. Praise the Lord. Adha devan nammale konja aagrahikkunnathu, the voice of rejoicing and salvation. Hallelujah. The key is that the right hand of the Lord valiantly. And ivudna what is the lesson namakku ivudna padikkana endha oru paadam? Whatever happens in our life, we will not die, but we will live. Nammal jeevikkum, and we will testify the great things that God has done for us. Verse number 17. The fourth image I want to present to you is 19 to 21. It's the image of triumph. The Lord is my conquering hero. There is a victory procession through the gates of righteousness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ivudentha nammal vaikina, only the righteous can enter through the gate. Neethivan aanengile aa vaadil kuda kadakkana pothulu. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Nammal chumma adikina vanna aa njanu undu adinte kuda angilla. We have to be righteous in God's presence, and then only we will go through those gates. Hallelujah. And the lesson is the triumph we will lead to worship and great thanksgiving. Finally, I'm going to close here. Anjamta, the last part is we find in 22 to 29. It is an image of blessing. The Lord has become the chief cornerstone. Ee sangeethanathil nammal nanol vaikkumam, it is referring to the Messiah many times. Kartava Yesu Christuvinte oru shadow ayittu ottiri kaanam. Praise the Lord. Kartava Yeshu Christu was rejected by everybody. We are going to participate in the Lord's table in a few moments. Praise the Lord. Kartava Yeshu Christu na ellarum kai vittu. So on the session mar kai vittu. Everybody that was close to him left him to hang on the cross. Even the heavenly father turned his eyes away from the Son of God. Hallelujah. He was rejected. He was totally rejected by everyone. But enta patti God gave him a triumph. He says, it's become the chief cornerstone. Praise the Lord. Even though he was rejected by everyone, but God put him as the chief cornerstone in the house of God. Hallelujah. Idendava in devathal nadannu. This is the Lord's doing. Nammude drishtiyil idu oru aashyaram aayirikkunnu. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a marvelous thing that we don't understand it. It is God's doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. And what has happened? What is the lesson that we can learn here? Idu Yehovah undakkiya divasam. Nammal idil engena irikkendina ariyamo? Endha engena irikkendathu? Mounamayittu sangadapettaan irikkendathu. Endra sangeethana parangal ivide. 24th we will rejoice. We will be glad because idu Yehovah undakkiya divasam. Nammude jeevithathil oru divasam kittunnundengil. Let us remember adu Yehovah undakkiya divasama. Nammude sondam സന്തോഷിച്ച് ആനന്ദിക്കണം. നമ്മുടെ അകത്തുനിന്ന് ഒരു ആനന്ദം വരുന്നുണ്ടോ? നമ്മുടെ യഹോവയുടെ ഒരു റിലേഷൻഷിപ്പ്, ആർ വി കീപ്പിംഗ് ദ റിലേഷൻഷിപ്പ് ദ ഹോൾ വീക്ക്? നമ്മുടെ യഹോവയുടെ സന്നിധാനത്തിൽ വരുമ്പോൾ നമ്മുടെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ ഒരു ആനന്ദമുണ്ടോ? പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. നമ്മൾ കർത്താവിനെ സ്തുതിക്കണം. വി ഷുഡ് എക്സോൾട്ട് ഹിം. വേഴ്സ് നമ്പർ 28 ആൻഡ് ദിസ് സാമിസ് ക്ലോസസ് ലൈക്ക് ദിസ്. ഗിവ് താങ്ക്സ് ടു ദി ലോർഡ്. കർത്താവിന് നന്ദി കൊടുക്കണം. നമ്മൾ എത്രയും പ്രാവശ്യം നന്ദിയില്ലാതെ നമ്മുടെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ കർത്താവിന് കൊടുക്കേണ്ട നന്ദി നമ്മൾ കൊടുക്കാറില്ല. We take things for granted. Let me tell you that. But it is with 1 minute God can change our entire situation. Nammal chindik, just remember the things that are happening around us. Praise the Lord. One small hurricane, one earthquake, one something that God can touch, nammude jeevithinte ella security will go away. Praise. Namukku kannukale adikkam indha raavale samayam. Idu Yehova undakkiya divasam. Our Jesus has risen from the dead. He has triumphed. And നമുക്ക് കർത്താവിൽ നിന്ന് ആശ്രയിക്കാം എന്ന് രാവിലെ. കർത്താവ് ആമായ ഓവർകമർ. ഞാൻ ഒരു വിജയിയാണോ ഇന്ന് രാവിലെ ഞാൻ ഇരിക്കുമ്പോൾ നിന്റെ തല്ലാത്തത്? അത് എന്റെ ജീവിതത്തിന്റെ ഭാരങ്ങളുമായിട്ട്, എന്റെ സങ്കടങ്ങളുമായിട്ട്, എന്റെ പ്രയാസങ്ങളുമായിട്ട്, എന്റെ ജീവിതത്തിന്റെ ഉള്ള ബുദ്ധിമുട്ടും കൊണ്ട് ഞാൻ ഇവിടെ വന്നിരിക്കുവാണോ? Think about your own life. The Lord is the victorious God. Ultimately we are on the victorious side and we are going to have the victory. ഇന്ന് രാവിലെ നമ്മൾ തിരുമേശയിൽ നമ്മൾ പങ്കെടുക്കുമ്പോൾ Praise the Lord. നമ്മൾ കർത്താവിന്റെ ആ ഗ്രേറ്റ് റിസറക്ഷനെ കുറിച്ച് നമ്മൾ ചിന്തിക്കാം. കർത്താവ് ഉയർത്തെഴുന്നേറ്റു. And he is alive upon the throne. He is sitting on the throne. He is looking at our life. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this morning. I pray for every one of us, Lord. Help us to be victorious in every moment of our lives. I pray that your hand be upon us. Help us. Guide us, Lord. Guide us, Lord. Make us overcomers. Help us to live for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.